Hey, Lurid listeners, welcome back to the Kiss Me Quicks podcast. This is your favorite sexy librarian, Rose Caraway. I've got two stories coming your way today by two Brit babes. First, before I get into that, I want to let you know, give you guys a heads up, some news. I've got Diverse Desires, written by Alan Dusk, narrated by me, coming to you guys very soon, available to purchase in iTunes and Audible. I will let you guys know via the website and Facebook and Twitter whenever that is available. I've also got my anthology, The Sexy Librarian's Big Book of Erotica. I've actually got all those contracts signed, and I'm getting ready to finally mail them out. And the book will be published. I believe that the date right now is set for November 11th. And I also just emailed all the authors with all the promotion plans and stuff. So I've got all kinds of fun stuff planned for that. I'm really excited. I've got a blog tour that's going to go. I'm going to have a little kind of a garden gnome book that's going to go around and get as many signatures as I can, hopefully all 21. And I'm going to do an actual book tour, and I'll get those dates down hopefully by next week. And then I'll have, you know, something on the website set up so that you guys can check that out and see if you'll be in town for that. I've also got, I'll be inviting every one of those authors to write a story for the Kiss Me Quick. So as those kind of trickle in, Big Daddy will be producing those and I'll do my thing. And then we'll bring those your way also. So The Sexy Librarian's Big Book of Erotica is coming soon, and I am totally jazzed. I think that's pretty much the big news. So I'm going to go ahead and start you guys off with some Ropes and Roses from author none other than the Queen of Kink herself, KJB, and her story taken from the Big Book of Orgasms, Tied by Red. Pulling at the ropes, I tried to create some slack, but the red bindings at my wrists and ankles remained incredibly tight as I lay spread-eagled and naked on the iron-framed bed. It had been at least an hour since Red had left me, helpless, with no option but to wait for her. My mind raced between erotic anticipation at what would happen when she came back and fear that she would never return. Although Red had said nothing, I was sure she'd left the house. The eerie stillness of the air betrayed no tacit partner watching me suffer. I wriggled in a vain attempt to get more comfortable as the red feather boa she'd wrapped around my thighs, balls, and dick caressed me, keeping me in a permanent state of arousal. What the hell was Red doing? Before disappearing, she'd simply appraised me with her wide green eyes, smiled mischievously, and walked from the bedroom. Red had done this before, tied me, brought me to the edge of ecstasy, and then left, but never for this long. Perhaps she'd gone to see someone else. She'd never made any secret of the fact I wasn't her only lover. But would Red really go and fuck someone else when she'd got me so nice and convenient? I visualized her lingering tongue playing over a woman. I closed my eyes as the image became stronger. Maybe the girl was blonde, her nipples clamped, as she was tortured with whips, as I'd been so many times since meeting the girl with the startlingly red hair. The muscles in my shoulders spasmed as a wave of lust tightened my stretched body. I could almost feel Red's fingertips as they ran over someone else's skin, almost taste the cunt she might be licking. I could so nearly smell another man's spunk as it shot across her. The click of the front door wrenched me from my musings. There was a rustling of carrier bags. I turned my neck toward the sound, but couldn't see anything beyond the room. My resolve was cracking. The need to beg her to fuck me was rising fast in my throat. Finally, she appeared in the doorway. She stood in scarlet underwear that matched the color of her hair. My dry throat sealed shut. The words of desperation I'd been on the brink of uttering died away. Red said nothing, but I guessed from the long, thin bag she held that she hadn't been with another lover, but shopping. My breathing snagged as she approached. Checking my restraints and finding them remained firm, Red took the end of the boa and with a yank, pulled. I screamed as it ripped between my legs, burning the tender flesh of my balls as it came away like a sandpaper plaster. Unbidden moisture gathered at the corner of my eyes as I howled, a howl that turned to groans as she leaned down, licking my tears away. "Would you like to see what's in here?" Red brandished the bag like a trophy. I nodded, not actually sure if I wanted to or not. Reaching her hand inside, she pulled out the contents with deliberate slowness. I thought I'd been tense before, but now my muscles became rigid as delicious fear crept up my spine. The hairs on the back of my neck bristled as I considered all the things she could do with the two blood-red roses she held so reverently. Her eyes shone. I knew she was getting off on my reaction to her purchases. She stared at me for another minute, knowing full well that my imagination was working overtime. Laying one rose on my chest so that the petals were lined up exactly between my nipples, Red took up the other one. Kneeling between my outstretched legs, she stroked the petals over my face. I tried to relax, but I'd already guessed what lay ahead, and my pulse hammered in my ears as I shivered against the flower's cool touch. Red moved the flower head to my shoulders before stroking my arms, paying particular attention to where the bindings encircled my wrists. All the time I was aware of the other rose lying on me, each minor shift of my body caused me to be lightly prickled by the thorns. Moving away, my girl put her flower down and eased her knickers to the floor. Then, leaning tantalizingly close to, and yet annoyingly far from my mouth, Red undid her bra, letting her breasts hang invitingly before me. I wondered how badly she wanted me to grab a nipple between my teeth, but as controlled as ever, she kept out of reach. Taking up both flowers this time, she increased her pace, sweeping me with the petals, making my flesh tingle. I closed my eyes in order to concentrate on the glorious sensations. The first strike, therefore, took me by surprise, even though I'd always known it would come. My eyes flew straight back open as a flower head smacked against my torso. Red struck again and then again, building up a rhythm, treating me like a drum, with the roses as drumsticks. The outer petals crumpled as she continued to batter me, my skin stained with burgundy blotches of petal dye and flushed with blossoming bruises as my yelps turned to guttural whimpers. The beating ended suddenly. Standing back, Red allowed me to catch my breath, and my imminent explosion subsided a little. Her eyes narrowed as they regarded me. I could smell her sex and knew that if I'd been allowed to touch her, she'd have been slick between my fingers. Retrieving the roses, my lover ran the denuded heads over her own chest, teasing her erect nipples. I licked my lips, feeling a wave of irrational jealousy for those flowers as they gave Red the attention I wanted to apply myself. I moaned helplessly as I watched her bring herself to a juddering climax. Every inch of my body ached. My dick was fit to explode, and the sight and sound of her was edging me closer to release. Suddenly, Red sat astride my head, lowering her pussy to my lips. Wasting no time, I lapped at her, swirling my tongue until moisture poured from her, bathing my chin, nose, and cheeks. That was when she acted, when Red did exactly what I'd assumed she'd been longing to do. I cried with exquisite pain as she pushed the thorns against my arms, causing me to bite her, making her cherry lips squeal. With each sharp shock, I nipped her pussy harder. The pin-like prickling moved to my chest. I could feel the thorns threaten the surface of my skin. Her hungry mouth licked at my sore flesh, easing the punishment as quickly as she administered it, while I fucked her with my tongue. With one last beautifully cruel move, Red trailed the stem's barbs across my stomach. I yelled into her depths as she jacked against my mouth, tipping me over into an orgasm by the application of pain with a hot fountain of dark pleasure. 10 seconds later, Red was ready for more. All right, you guys, that was KJB's Tied by Red, taken from the Big Book of Orgasms. You guys can find it in iTunes, in Amazon, or in Audible. Next up, I've got another Brit babe coming your way. I've got Lucy Feldhaus. So it's time to cool down with some suds at the car wash. Harriet considered her outfit carefully. She needed access, and she needed it fast. Also, she had to be able to hide what she was doing. She wanted a cheap, exciting thrill, not a warrant for her arrest and a restraining order. After some deliberation, she chose a form-fitting black top that never failed to make her feel sexy, and a loose, floaty knee-length skirt, also in black. Granted, she'd put together a dark-colored outfit which would absorb heat to wear on one of the hottest days of the year. But she'd be fine. Thankfully, she had air conditioning in the car. Plus, the very idea of what she was about to do was already making her feel all hot and bothered, so it wouldn't make much difference. What really mattered, after all, was what they would be wearing, or, more accurately, what they wouldn't be wearing. Harriet had deliberately not cleaned her car for ages, then chosen a day with record temperatures to take it to the hand car wash. Why? Because being called boring by the man she thought was the love of her life had been a slap in the face. More of a punch, really. Especially when she'd come to the conclusion that he was right. Now she lived for danger and naughty sexual escapades. A visit to the hand car wash, where several shirtless, muscular men would clean her car while she sat inside with her hand down her knickers, was definitely in order. It had been on her dirty bucket list for some time, and having already ticked off several other items, it was time to give the filthy car wash fantasy a try. Harriet dressed carefully, then tied her hair up into a high ponytail and applied a fresh coat of makeup. She wasn't trying to impress anyone, but the more attractive she felt, the more likely she'd be to come before she got caught. Then, grabbing her purse and car keys, she headed out to her car and got in. She started the engine and pulled on her seatbelt. Just before reversing off the drive, though, she looked around, noting the position of her seat in relation to all the windows. Harriet figured that the only way they'd be able to see what she was doing, and even then they probably wouldn't believe it, was if they were looking through the passenger side window. She was so close to the driver's side window that the angle was all wrong. Nodding to herself, Harriet put the car in gear, released the handbrake, and maneuvered off the drive on the way to her illicit adventure. The hand car wash was only a 5-minute drive away, but she was already so excited that she could barely wait to get there. As a result, she broke out in a light sweat, and a wash of heat rose up her cheeks and gathered between her legs. Huffing, Harriet switched on the air conditioning, then grinned. If she was already feeling this agitated and horny, She'd probably end up coming before they'd even given her car a preliminary once-over with the jet spray. She might even manage two orgasms. Harriet shook her head as she pulled into the hand car wash. She knew that wasn't possible, really. There'd be no time for thinking, for hesitation. And due to the lack of any other patrons, she'd picked her arrival time carefully, and it had paid off. Her time was now. Right fucking now. Beaming as the topless guy approached her car, Harriet wound down the window and told him she just wanted the outside of the car cleaning. Truthfully, the inside could have done with it too, but there was no way she was going to fling the car door open and get out, having just masturbated in her car while they washed it. It was unlikely her legs would hold her up in any case. No, she'd stay safely ensconced in her little motor. Her thought process was interrupted by much waving from the several men standing a couple dozen feet away. They were ready and were beckoning her into position. All except one were shirtless, and he wore a tank top, so she still had a delicious view of his arms, which were definitely worth looking at. After winding the window back up, she inched closer until one man held up a hand indicating she should stop. Harriet did so immediately, and simultaneously slipped a hand up her skirt, shoved her barely there thong to one side, and stroked her folds with her fingers. Her pussy was already damp, and as she gazed out of the window at the half-naked men surrounding her car, she began to play. Cautiously at first, but as the spray of the jet wash caused her car to rock and vibrate, not to mention obscuring the windows, Harriet grew braver and more enthusiastic. Harriet rubbed her clit vigorously, occasionally dipping down between her pussy lips for more juices to slick over her swollen nub. Part of her wanted to close her eyes, but she didn't. Instead, her gaze flickered from the windscreen to the side mirrors and windows, to the rear view mirror in turn, checking out the flexing muscles that were alternately spraying, rubbing, and buffing her car. Each and every one of them was a sight to behold, and had one pulled her out of the car and bent her over it, she wouldn't have resisted, not even if they'd passed her round like the last cigarette. Soon she couldn't see through the windows at all. The gorgeous half-naked guys had soaped up every inch of the bodywork and glass, adding another, albeit temporary, screen between them. For now, Harriet had to let her imagination pick up the slack, pulling up mental images of the men that were inches away, busily scrubbing and spraying her car. If anything, her imagined images were even sexier than the ones she'd physically seen. She picked up the pace between her legs as her mind provided extra stimulation, thoughts of what those damp, soapy hands would feel like on her flesh. Boy, was it hot! As Harriet's right hand continued to stroke and pinch at her clit, her left flicked the air conditioning switch, lowering the temperature even further, as she was in danger of spontaneously combusting. A fresh blast of cold air was a blessing over her heated skin, making her aware of the fact that a fresh blast of cold water was being aimed over her car. They'd almost finished washing. She'd soon have to move the car around the corner to the area where they'd dried and polished cars and cleaned the windows. Harriet had literally seconds to go, milliseconds perhaps. Concentrating fully on the pleasant rock and rumble of her car and the damp fingers manipulating her clit, Harriet bit her lip as she felt the welcome wave of orgasm wash over her. She couldn't help it. Her eyes squeezed closed, and she let out an involuntary squeak as her legs clamped together over her hand, her pussy clenched forcefully. The strength of the climax taking Harriet's breath away and leaving her feeling like a mass of quivering jelly. Thank God she was sitting down. A bang brought her back to earth with a bump. The guy in the tank top had tapped on the bonnet of her car, bringing her attention to the guys waving madly and indicating she should move on. Snatching her hand from her crotch and yanking her skirt down, she put the car in gear and drove around to the drying area. Her heart thudded in her chest. That had been seriously fucking close. Not to mention seriously fucking good. A grin spread across Harriet's face as it dawned on her that she'd done it. She'd crossed another item off her dirty bucket list. A cheeky wank in a hand car wash without getting caught. As the muscular men surrounded her car once more, buffering and spraying various chemicals on the windows, tires, trims, and paintwork, Harriet adopted a happy, relaxed expression. She had plenty of time to leap around and congratulate herself when she got home, but she'd just have to keep her excitement at her dirty little secret under wraps for a little longer. Finally, when her car was shining and sparkly clean and she handed over the cash to pay, she caught the eye of one of the other guys. He was watching her with an expression akin to hunger. That when he realized she was looking back at him, his face broke into a knowing grin, and he gave her a lusty wink. Taking her change with a hasty word of thanks, Harriet wound up the window and drove out of the hand car wash as fast as was safely possible. Perhaps her dirty little secret hadn't been so secret after all. Nevertheless, it had been worth it. Harriet had left boring, well, and truly behind her, and was having the most exciting, sexy time of her life. She could hardly wait to check out her bucket list and see what was next. For Stupid Fish Productions, this is Rose Caraway.
It starts with an itch and a tingle, and then it builds and expands. And suddenly, all at once, my legs won't let me stand. I scratch till my fingers go numb, but my skin never bleeds. A silent accomplishment waits and feeds when I'm asleep. There's something that lives inside me. I promise I never let it end. Oh, oh, oh,
I'd like to thank the following musical artists: Grapes, Kevin McLeod, Broke for Free, Dumbo Gets Mad, Patrick Lee, Silent Strike, Type Your Name Here, and the feature credits song, Let It In by Josh Woodward. I'd like to give a great big thank you and shout out to Brit Babes, KJB, and Lucy Feldhaus. If you want more erotica from Lucy Feldhaus, go to our website, lucyfeldhaus.co.uk. You guys can also find her on Facebook and Twitter. And if you want more KJB, her website is kjb.me.uk. KJB is also on Facebook and Twitter, so go get more Brit Babes. And don't forget, you guys, if you have not gotten your copy of The Big Book of Orgasms, it is still on Audible's erotica bestseller list. So it's killing it. It's kicking ass. It's actually kind of swapping places occasionally with Gotta Have It, which is really cool. So go get your copy if you haven't yet today. And don't forget, leave a sexy review. You guys can find it in iTunes, in Amazon, or in Audible. Just search Rose Caraway and it will pop right up. All right, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. I've got the website, the Kiss Me Quicks. Just search Rose Caraway, Google Rose Caraway, and you'll find all my stuff. All right, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and say talk to you later. The Kiss Me Quicks is produced by Big Daddy Dave Caraway.
It starts with an itch and a tingle, and then it builds and expands. And suddenly all at once, my legs won't let me stand. I scratch till my fingers go.
Stupid fish. You're going to just have to cut in that sentence from the previous one. I don't know what your point is. I can't say the sentence. No, shut up. No, shut up. No, shut up. No! Damn it, Damon.
Say it while you're doing this to your mouth.
We detect a direct shift within the planet's magnetic core.